See you soon, all right, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bud.
John Stolness joining us right here on Birds 365. Awesome interview there with John Stolness. Appreciate him joining in today. Thought he brought some really interesting interesting points to the conversation. And John, as we wrap up with John Stolness, we do have a little bit of breaking news in Eagle Land. Did you happen to see it, John? The Eagles have made a hiring under Sean Mannion. They have brought in Ryan Mahaffey, who was an ascending coach with the Packers, another ascending coach, pinch me if you've heard that before, as run game coordinator and tight ends coach, which could spell the end of Jason Michael.
Jason Michael in Philadelphia. Wow, we're getting really deep changes on the offensive staff.
I said it last night, John, the biggest overhaul since the Chip Kelly era is what I see.
Yeah. And it's pretty evident you're going to get a new quarterbacks coach. So at this stage, and obviously you need a new offensive line coach. So I don't think Aaron Moorhead's going to be back. I think they're blowing out the whole staff.
Gone. Done. Petullo, Moore, every one of them seems like they're going to be gone.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't like it, but I think there's a lot of good coaches there. Maybe I'm biased from that standpoint, but he was one of the guys, because I was looking at the young coaches on the Packers staff, because those are the most notable that could potentially come over. And he was one of the ones I looked at and mentioned. And we'll see. I mean, I believe he coached wide receivers. And now
I'm trying to see what he did. I mean, was he the tight ends coach there? Because he's going to be the tight ends coach here. Tucker Kraft was a damn good tight end. I don't know if he was the tight end.
No, I think he was a wide receiver. So I have to look it up, though.
He's a former fullback, I believe, John.
Yeah. And there's a lot of guys, and there's a lot of guys who do different things. As you get into coaching, and I always think that's a good thing to have experience doing different roles, because you become a more well-rounded coach. I think there's something to that.
Yeah. 38 years old.
Well, yeah.
You're right. Wide receivers coach for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And now he's the run game coordinator. But as you said, he's a fullback. So obviously he has from his playing career, but if I look at it, I just pulled him up. So he's been a tight ends coach. He's been an OC at Northern Iowa. And then he jumped to the Packers pretty quickly, and he was quality control, assistant offensive line, and then wide receivers. So really diverse background.
Very diverse.
Think about that.
Former fullback, wide receivers, tight ends, everybody, yeah.
So quite a diverse background. This, to me, is simply that Sean Mannion just thinks he's a good coach and likes him.
Yeah, right.
But again, and now we talk about run game coordinator. Look who the run game coordinator was. And now, but people overblow that title. Like I said, this will be Sean Mannion doing most of the heavy lifting when it comes to deciding what the run game is going to be. Interesting. Interesting to say the least, but
there's 38, right? You got a 35-year-old pass game coordinator, 38-year-old run game coordinator, 33-year-old offensive coordinator. Boy, man, John, you always say it. Young can be innovative, but innovative isn't always good. It's going to be interesting to see what.
Well, no, it's everything innovative by definition is right. New, but not everything new is innovative. Right. So, youth does not guarantee innovation. Because as I always say, I've been using a lot of business examples, analogies today. If you use the business analogy, for every good idea, there's about 1,000 bad ideas.
Yep.
Probably
more. And all the best CEOs will tell you exactly that.
Yeah, probably more. So, yeah, it's by definition, innovation is by definition, as I said, new, but everything new is not innovative.
John, real quick, he was the wide receivers coach in Green Bay. Does this mean Aaron Moorhead staying, do you think?
Well, not I don't – obviously, he's not the wide receivers coach here, so it doesn't affect Aaron. But I, if you think at a
– Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm asking, though. Is that why he's not the wide receivers coach? Because they're keeping Moorhead.
Yeah, I don't – I wouldn't say that guaranteed. I haven't talked to anybody since this, so I can't talk about it certainly. But I've just from the way it's going, they're interviewing quarterbacks coaches. Obviously, they have to get a new offensive line coach. They've gotten a new tight ends coach. Jason Michael's been here for the entirety of the Nick Sirianni era. So that leaves basically Moorhead and Jamal Singleton, the running backs coach. Now, if you there's supposed to be a blend of new and old. So, yeah, if you're keeping somebody, it would have to be Jamal or Aaron or both. So, you know, we'll see, basically, is where we are with that.
Now, I know this doesn't solve the offensive line coach, but do you is this the replacement for Stoutland and the run game coordinator, technically, right?
Well, he is the run game coordinator.
That's, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes they have multiple of them, you know, and whenever they have a bunch, I don't know.
People pay way too much attention to that title, which I've been trying to say, but look, in theory, he's the run game coordinator. What that means is he'll be responsible. Again, I use the business analogy, run game concepts at the behest of what Sean Mannion wants, kick it up the chain of command. And that's all it is. And I think people will be more accepting of that because this is an inexperienced coach. That's all it is. It's not Sean Mannion's going to be in charge of the offense. And certainly Nick's.
When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
Sirianni will be involved, but that's how it works, and that's how it will continue to work. But interesting. I thought Jason Michael would be one of the guys who might be back, and
yeah,
obviously he's not going to be back.
Looks like an entire.
And that, by the way, he and Dallas Goedert are very close. So you talk about another foot out the door for Dallas Goedert.
Right.
That is another foot out the door for Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, Dallas Goedert's probably gone. We will see, man. A lot of big turnover here. John, we got some super chats we'll read today. I want to thank everybody for being here. Don't forget to hit that like button. A big show today after the departure of Jeff Stoutland. Now we get some news. Ryan Mahaffey is coming in from the Green Bay Packers. Young 38-year-old, former fullback in the NFL. Coach wide receivers in Green Bay and has a litany of history, as John just laid out. Coaching. So he is now the run game coordinator and tight ends coach in Philadelphia. John, let's go to our super chats. Him Bison, what's up, brother? Are we going to ignore that Shanahan and McVay and their disciples get the quarterbacks hurt, or am I out of school on this?
Yeah, I don't think there's any discernible evidence that they get quarterbacks more hurt than anybody else. But I think you're a little out of school, but you know, if you're talking about Brock Purdy in the NFC Championship game, that's on Brock Purdy. They've been running that concept for years. He knows there's an unblocked defender.
There would Ball's be some ones though where certain styles can get quarterbacks hurt, right?
Yeah, Ball's got to come out. I mean, Ball's that's one of the things. I mean, if you're going to have that concept in your offense, the ball's got to come out.
Yeah, Jalen's got to get that ball out this year, man. Yeah.
So, you know, no, but I don't think there's any statistical merit to that other than everybody gets hurt in this game eventually.
Yeah, right. Is that the Zach Ertz old quote?
Yeah.
On a long enough timeline that the probabilities are at 100. Here's a Fredo. What's up, Fredo? CD just said to K, wide receivers get demoralized, not getting the ball for two quarters. How many times did that happen to AJ this season? Yeah, a lot, as you alluded to.
Well, yeah, receivers want the football. I don't know why that upsets everyone. I mean, you don't want a receiver who doesn't want the football. That's the last guy you want.
Yeah, right.
And big time receivers want the football. That's one thing they all have in common. Can you handle it better when you don't get the football? Yes. Some guys handle it better. But I've never met a great receiver that doesn't want the football. It doesn't even, it doesn't even compute to me. It's, it's one of the obvious things of life. It's like, yeah, they want it. It's like a scorer in the NBA saying he wants to score. Oh yeah. Duh.
Yeah, right. Here's Urin Nicholas. What's up, man? Appreciate you for being here. I'm not sure if you're new to the channel. Never seen the name. Could Jalen Hurts not running be because he doesn't get any calls when he gets wrapped up and they hated because he's – and they, I think he means hated there. They hated because he's a running quarterback?
No, I don't. I think you're way too conspiratorial there. You know, the problem with Jalen, he doesn't get – there are calls that he doesn't get that other quarterbacks do get, and that's related to his power and strength, and he doesn't look like he gets manhandled. Half of the battle is looking like you got manhandled, and he never looks like it. So that's part of his skill set, unfortunately. And yeah, he's not going to get some calls that other guys get. But I don't think it's – no, I don't think it has any impact on his willingness to run.
Here's Papa Smurf. What's up, Papa Smurf? Like that name. They can't scale back to the old offense because of all the skilled position players have declined, including QB1. John, your thoughts?
Well, and if they're declining, then you're fucked with a new offense as well. So if that's the case, and people do decline, and if that's, you know, if everybody's declining at the same time, then you got to retool the personnel. And that'll start this year to a certain degree. But if they're declining, you got issues. You're not going to – I don't know what people think, and I don't know where it comes from, but you don't scheme up bad offenses to be good. If you don't have good talent, you're not scheming up anything.
Here's Bearded Willie. What's up, Bearded Willie? Just like if Vic left and we got Schwartz, we don't have the defensive personnel. Same with our O-line. Our O-line and quarterback don't fit this new plan.
Yeah, I agree with that. I said the same thing when Jim's name came out. I said it doesn't make sense for where the Eagles are personnel-wise to shift to, you know, the Fangio scheme to back to Jim Schwartz from, you know, it occasionally you have certain guys. Jalen Carter would fit brilliantly. But for the most part, most of the guys would not be as good a fit. Same thing on offense. Like, why do you – Landon Dickerson is my best example on offense. You know, pure power player, maybe the strongest guard in the league when he's right. And then you want to turn him into a, you know, a Denver Broncos, Mike Shanahan, pulling outside stretch. It doesn't make sense to me. But we'll see. I don't think the finished product will end up that way because one thing all good coaches have in common is they ultimately revert to the strengths of the players they have. And if Sean Mannion's as good as everybody says, he will do the same thing. I'm very confident in saying that.
One more super chat here. Pumper says, let me find out. We got dudes in here buck dancing for the Eagles. Who are the bootlickers? Send them dudes to the nether realm. Pumper always has an ability to sensationalize.
Yeah, Pumper. I don't even know what to say to that one.
Me neither.
I hope Pumper doesn't spend a lot of time writing material, though. I hope he doesn't spend a lot of time.
I think he's a creative writer, whatever that means. All right, John. I got a question for you here, but I know we're over time here, a little bit over time, but you got the breaking news from Ryan Mahaffey. Should I buy it, John? Should I believe the hype? Should I buy in that the concepts and the offense and everything?
Concepts. I love the concepts.
That's why I said it.
I love the concepts.
Should I buy it, McMullen?
Well, I love the Kyle Shanahan concept, so I'm with you. Do I think the Eagles should be going that direction? No, I don't. And ultimately, I don't think they will, but I think they're trying, and there's nothing wrong with trying. There's nothing wrong with talking about this kind of stuff on February 5th. Nothing wrong with it. Nobody's playing. Nobody's practicing. Nobody's doing anything. Draw up in your mind everything you want to draw up. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. But when you get the players on the field, I want to have coaches who take advantage of what they do well. We're going to have a bunch of young coaches, you know, added another one today, Ryan Mahappy, Sean Mannion, Josh Grizzard. Hey, give them all an opportunity, but if they're not taking advantage of what their players do well, that's when I'll start criticizing them. But I'll give them all a chance.
We'll see what they do. John, it's a big one. It's a big final thought from you today on the heels of Jeff Stoutland walking away from the Eagles, signaling massive change in the organization, John, and for the offense. The much-anticipated final thought from you, John McMullen, today.
Well, I didn't think we'd get a new run game coordinator this quickly.
Yeah, and it's like they didn't even it's like they moved on from the – it's like the guy has got a new girl under his arm in 8 hours. Yeah.
And interesting, tight ends coach, as I mentioned, wide receivers coach, even an offensive coordinator in college at Northern Iowa, assistant offensive line coach for 2 seasons in Green Bay, wide receivers coach, as you mentioned, and now he's the run game coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles, replacing Jeff Stoutland. Ryan Mahappy, I am looking forward to meeting you, and if you're listening for some odd reason, good luck, because...
Well, that's why they get tight end, too, because it can be just a little off-ramp, you know?
You got quite the standard to live up to.
No doubt. No doubt. Johnny Mack, great show today. We'll see what happens, John.
Yeah. Coming fast and furious. You're, as I said, you're likely to have another quarterback's coach as well. It seems they're going that direction. So that would leave Singleton and Moorhead as potentially coming back.
I think Moorhead's gone. We'll see about Singleton.
Yeah. So
here's one more super chat just came in. YGFTU, whatever it is. Thank you for the super chat. Wait, it just hit me. With the potential change of scheme, do you believe the Eagles will be drafting a quarterback high in the upcoming draft? Final super chat of the day.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. Day two, it wouldn't shock me. It would shock me in the first. They're not taking a quarterback. Hey, it's not a great quarterback. I think
day two would shock me pretty good. Round two or three?
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me.
Especially with the history and what that round has meant, yeah. You know, what Jalen Hurts was drafted. So I think that would shock me, but we'll see.
Certainly not in the first round, but I don't think it's a great quarterback draft. I think somebody was following. I looked at Garrett Nussmeier, talked about him. A lot of Garrett Nussmeier talk today. You know, there was some talk, but he's playing well now, and he's going to get pumped up the board. He's going to be a first-round pick. Get a bid, I think, because that's what happens.
You might be right.
I think that's what happens with quarterbacks. So unless there's that value, I don't see it. But yeah, if you want to go down this route, I said if you want to go down this route and you're being really honest with yourself, and I'm going to be really honest with the people, which doesn't work, you got to start thinking about a succession plan at quarterback, because this quarterback's not going to fit what they want to run on offense. Period. Not going to happen.
We'll see how it fans out next year. Johnny Mack, great show today, brother. Appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow on a football Friday. Maybe they'll break some more news today. We'll see.
All right. Thanks, all.
All right. Thanks, John.